joined now by Dr. Ben Tapper. He's been on with us before, and the last time that we spoke with him, he'd been shut down by Instagram. Big tech had censored him so much, and he truly is a hero of our time. We are so, so glad to have him on today to talk about this huge, huge case against the Trusted News Initiative. Dr. Ben Tapper, thank you so much for joining us.
Maria, good to see you, and thanks for having me on.
It's great. It's great to see you again. So I want to do a bit of a recap. The last time that we spoke, you know, you'd been shut down on Instagram numerous times, and you just keep coming back so strong because you know the truth and you're committed to it, Dr. Tapper. So talk to us about what's been happening in your life over the past few months, and what are you witnessing in terms of the truth coming out?
Well, the truth has been censored, and I love the quote, you know, truth is treason in an empire of lies. I mean, we are witnessing this empire of lies, and they're doing everything they can to try to silence and censor and shadow ban. It's nothing new, but, you know, we are seeing that to this day. I mean, I'm on my sixth account on Instagram, and, you know, like we just mentioned before we got on this meeting here, that we were talking about just playing the algorithm game on these platforms. We need other platforms where we can speak freely and not be shadow banned and censored and silenced. And I think it's really these platforms, if they get to a certain extent, they should be, I mean, they are in violation of the First Amendment. And that's kind of when we talk about our lawsuit, the TNI, the Trusted News Initiative. I mean, they're not respecting the First Amendment of this country, one of the constitutional principles of freedom, that we have the freedom of the press, the freedom to petition the government, the freedom of speech. There's the, you know, three of the five freedoms in the First Amendment, and they are in violation of that when they try to silence anybody that talks about outside the CDC or the World Health Organization. And really, that's criminal. And so, you know, what I've seen in the last, you know, just 3 years is in a few months is it's the same song and dance. I mean, I've seen more and more information try to get leaked out, but they're not getting leaked out on these main platforms like I want them to. They get taken down so quick, so fast on these main platforms. I think Twitter now is there, you know, with Elon. I don't know what to think about Elon, but I like to see, I got my Twitter account back, which is, I'm shocked. There are other accounts coming back, and you start to see more and more on Twitter, which is refreshing to see. But, you know, I think the tides are turning though in our favor. And I think that, you know, they can't suppress the truth forever. The truth, it will never go away. The truth is on our side. And, you know, censorship is the tool of the tyrant when the lie loses its power, and they're losing that, the power, the grip on this lie, and they can't stop it.
Absolutely agree with you. We were just speaking before we started recording today, and I was telling you, I was very surprised to see my Instagram engagement shooting up over 500% last month. That is unheard of. I've had three Instagram accounts running at the same time since I started doing this, and I've had to continuously switch between the three when I get overly shadow banned on one. And it seems like they've lifted that now. My following at one stage was just last month was growing by 1600 people a day, which is the rate that I would have grown probably even faster if I wasn't so banned, so censored. So, you know, and it has slowed down now. I will say the algorithm's caught up a little bit, but do you think that this is perhaps, that makes me nervous, Dr. Tapper. You know, people would be celebrating. I'm nervous. I'm thinking, what's going on here? But do you think that it's perhaps because of competition like Twitter, where a lot of people have moved to that platform because it is so free, with you know, COVID information, for example, and information about the injections being harmful? Do you think maybe Meta is intimidated?
I hope so. I hope they are. I mean, I think that too. I like to think that our lawsuit has something to do with it as well. But, you know, I do believe that, you know, we need that competition. And I wish that there would be an exodus of these mainstream social media platforms, and we just go to a platform that allows freedom of speech to occur. But I think we need multiple platforms, because I believe still that the masses are on Instagram. The masses are still on Facebook and TikTok and these platforms that silence and censor. I made one video on TikTok and I was permanently deleted after, I think, 30 minutes. Only one video, my first video, they permanently deleted me off TikTok. And, you know, it's, and so we need competition. We need other platforms, but I like to think that they are intimidated, that they are losing their grip. And so hopefully they are maybe lifting the restrictions on these platforms.
Yes, I think so. I think, you know, when We can see examples of this, when a company goes overly woke and people just, there's a mass exodus. How many people have nothing to do with Disney anymore, and will not let their children near Disney. I think that the money talks, Dr. Tapper, and when you have masses moving to other platforms, like Rumble is now a huge force in the market, and YouTube is losing a lot of viewers because they're moving to places where they can actually hear people that aren't afraid to tell the truth speak. And so I think that there is definitely a shift, and there is people, it's as simple as this: people are drawn to the truth, and
Amen.
it's just naturally going to occur. It makes
Right.
me wonder, what are they going to do next as more and more of the truth comes out? But I want to talk about this huge lawsuit that we have right now. This is from the Children's Health Defense website. So, Trusted News Initiative Antitrust Litigation. The Children's Health Defense has filed a first in the country antitrust lawsuit against members of the Trusted News Initiative for collusively censoring online news. This is one of the most amazing bits of news that I've heard, and you have to hit them where it hurts, Dr. Tapper, and that's their reputation and it's their pocket. So talk to us about how this actually came about, because you're involved in this.
Yes. Well, I was in an event, the Defeat the Mandates event, last year, and Stephen Kirsch was putting it on. And so basically we had a dinner. Robert Kennedy was there, and we had a lot of people in the movement were there, and Bobby Kennedy and I were just having a conversation about the disinformation dozen, the list that we've made, and all these different things that occurred and happened. And then he just asked me if I'd be a plaintiff in his lawsuit. And I was thinking that there was going to be, a lot of us in this lawsuit, and there was just really a handful of us, but and that's fine. But we just, the biggest thing is it's really a David and Goliath lawsuit. We're going against the most powerful people in the world here, and we are going to hit them, excuse me, where it hurts, in their pockets, but the reputation. And really, to me, it's more of to break up this stronghold that they have with the news and the truth, and all the violations that they are in, basically, when it comes to our freedoms. And they are silencing information that could save people's lives, that are they and arguably are hurting people by silencing tr the truth. I mean, look, think about all the vaccine deaths that have occurred. I mean, this is the most dangerous vaccine that has ever hit the market. There has been more deaths associated with this vaccine than any other vaccine in the world. And they are manipulating data and trying to skew the numbers so it doesn't look like it's that big of a deal, but really it is. I mean, we have how many myocarditis cases, how many neurological developmental disorders now that have that come about from this vaccine. And they should be, we need to have a modern day Nuremberg trial on these vaccines and these medical procedures, because it's criminal what's happening. And so this lawsuit is a case for the people. It's really a case for truth, and to protect our principles and freedoms when it comes to the First Amendment.
Fantastic. I mean, I was just speaking this week on air about how, if people have the means, they should start suing for defamation. They should start suing the mainstream media. They should start really coming after these people, because they need to learn their lesson. They need to learn their
100%.
lesson. I don't know if you if the viewers recall, Elon Musk at one stage, and I'm with you, Dr. Tapper. I'm undecided on Elon, but I like what he's doing, at one stage he was quite public about the fact that he didn't know whether his life was in danger, and then these journalists doxed his real-time location, and that's, public doxing is not allowed. It violates the community standards. And so they were suspended, and there was uproar from the mainstream media. Like, how can you suspend these people? And I thought, my goodness, the number of people that you have withdrawn from the public square for having an opinion different to yours. Now you know how it feels.
Right.
You know, a taste of
I
your
mean,
own medicine. You think that you can just shut someone up because they, even if their opinion could be deemed as, whatever the case may be, censoring other people means that you think that humans are too stupid to make up their own minds.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, when it comes to opinions or whatnot, we are the people or the press. I mean, that's why we have a freedom, a constitutional amendment, and that the First Amendment is the freedom of the press, because we are the press. But we have become complacent. We have become lazy. We have been too comfortable with just being fed this news from the mainstream media, and they control the narrative. We need to be careful by listening to the mainstream media, because they can have you hating the oppressed and loving the oppressor. That's a quote from Malcolm X. I'm kind of butchering that quote, but that's basically one of the dangerous attributes of the mainstream media. And again, I mean, we need to be able to speak freely and welcome that, even though we might not agree with the person speaking. We need to let them speak and have that, give them that freedom, that liberty. And that's the beauty of liberty and freedom. We can't just silence and censor the voices that we don't like, we don't want to hear and listen to. We just need to err on the side of freedom.
And in one way, I'm glad to see how ridiculous the narrative has become,
Right.
because it is waking up people that previously thought that we were nutters for saying there's an agenda here, and they're realizing something's not right. This is really getting out of hand. It's
Yep.
really getting out of hand that we are sending billions. For just take the United States for an example, billions of dollars to Ukraine, and your own borders aren't secure. It is getting out of hand. I mean,
Yes.
it's no normal person, rationally thinking person, could look at this, Dr. Tapper, and say, yes, this is in order, this is for democracy.
Right. Well, if you look at the Bible says you're a slave to the lender. John Adams said the only way to enslave people was by sword or by debt. I mean, I think it was 15 years ago, maybe longer than that. I feel like old, I'm like an old man saying that. It might have been 20 years ago, but we did a buyout for GM. GM was going bankrupt, so the government stepped in a very clandestine way and overnight passed an approval to give them a $7 billion bailout. And I remember so many people up in arms over $7 billion. And now it's like, our country right now is on the brink of bankruptcy. Our dollar has been completely inflated. They've printed more money than ever before. Our dollar buys less now than ever before. The cost of food is at an all-time high. People are struggling. They're about ready to wipe out the middle class. And yet we're sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine, and nobody is blinking an eye. Nobody's even talking about it. I'm like, you know what? They're going to wipe our dollar out. And that's why we need to be highly diligent in restricting our government within the constraints of the Constitution, but they are operating under the scope of practice. And I go back to the Federal Reserve too. We need to eradicate the Federal Reserve, because they love to blame the inflation on COVID and maybe all these other reasons of inflation, but the ultimate cause of inflation is due to our Federal Reserve, and it's a direct correlation on how much money they print every year. And that's what it is. I mean, they're printing money out of thin air. And if you look at Alan Greenspan, the old chairman of the Federal Reserve, he even said there's no debt crisis, we can just print more money. People don't think really, well, if you print more money, I mean, doesn't that devalue our dollar? And that's where they get inflation. I mean, we printed more money in the last 2 years than I think in the last 30 years combined. And we are just seeing the inflammation and the cause of that and the consequences and the byproduct of that daily. Our food costs are slowly creeping up. It might not just happen tonight. And I think they're manipulating that to eventually get to that point. Look at our mortgage rates have skyrocketed, more than tripled. I bought an acreage a couple of years ago. I got a 2.7% interest rate. Now interest rates are almost at 8%. Bank loans are almost at 8% to 10%. I mean, you're starting to see that. Those are all byproducts of printing money and hyperinflation that we are going to see. And I don't think it's going to get any better. But let's send $35 billion to Ukraine to solve all the problems.
It's
Gosh, I sound negative. I don't want to sound like doom and gloom, but it's,
well, no, here's the thing, Dr. Tapper. Truth requires unfiltered truth. And if we're going to see a change, we have to be realistic about the situation that we're in. There's no use, tiptoeing around what the state of affairs actually is, because it'll never change if we do. That's what politicians do. I watched Biden's State of the Union.
What was he
Oh, it
say? Did
was
he say
painful.
raise prices on blah blah blah? I'm gonna veto it. What was he talking about? Did you see that?
When you figure it out, let me know. Because,
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
he got a standing ovation from like Kamala Harris and everybody else. I was like, what did he just say? I had to like, I went back like 10 times. And I could not figure it out. So anyway.
he got about 50 standing ovations from Kamala Harris, and you know, I'm sure she had sore legs the next day.
Right.
But you know, I watch the United States, and I'm from Australia, but the United States is very dear to my heart because so many of the you know, the initial voices that were speaking out on a global scale came out of the United States, and it really is the last bastion of freedom. You have the First Amendment, you have the Second Amendment. We don't have those same rights here, and so I have, and I know that a huge part of the agenda is to make sure that the United States is no longer the world's superpower. So I don't want to see that be the case. I don't want to see that be the case because if the United States falls, the rest of the world falls with it.
Amen. You know, and that's the thing too. It's vitally important we protect our freedoms. And the White House just posted ban assault rifles. And I'm just like, look at the comments. You know, our Second Amendment is that, you know, we should be a well armed militia, basically. And the Second Amendment should not be infringed upon. And that means we should not pass any bills. Now, I don't think that if you have a mental illness or if you are on mental like pharmaceutical psychotropics, I don't think you should, you know, be around guns. I think it's going to increase your aggression and the rate of suicide. So I, you know, there's some legal issues there. But again, I'm a massive supporter of the Second Amendment because the Second Amendment is there to protect against tyrannical governments. I mean, you take that away from us. I mean, if Biden's going to ban assault guns, then take the assault guns from all the military and everybody else. Then it goes both ways. If they're heavily armed and we're not, then it's checkmate. And so that's what it's a, all it is we're playing chess. And you know, and being patriotic, people like to say that I, you know, I'm a right wing nut, gun nut, but it's really I'm just patriotic. And being patriotic doesn't mean you love your government. It means you love your people and love the country. And that's what it is. It's for the love of the country, not the love of my government. I believe our government has grown out of the scope of practice and is a tyrannical system right now. They are a group of tyrants that are infringing upon our laws, they're infringing upon our rights, and they are enslaving the American people by debt and by sword. You take away our swords, guess what? John Adams his statement's going to ring true. We are going to be enslaved more than ever before. And so that's why it's crucial that we stand. And Sam Adams, the beautiful quote from Sam Adams said, it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority lighting the brush fires of freedom in the minds of the people. And that's what we need to understand. It didn't take a whole, you know, majority of the people to have a revolution in this country in 1776. It was 3% of the population that said enough is enough. And they stood and they were convicted, they were courageous, and they made a stand for truth and freedom, and it changed the course of this country. And I believe we are getting backed into a corner where that 3% is about ready to say enough is enough. I'm not an aggressionist, I'm not pushing aggression, but I'm what I endorse is that we need strong men and women to make a stand for the principles of this country, for the principles of freedom, and for the principles of truth. And right now, one of the losses that we're in is a step in that right direction. But again, we need that right now because it's much needed. The soil for that truth is so rich.
I agree with you. And what I witnessed, and I'm sure you'd agree, so many things that people tried to do over the past 3 years, really organic things, were squashed, infiltrated, in an effort to squash the people's spirit and crush that fight in them. And they haven't succeeded. Yes, we had peaks and troughs. Throughout this time, but they haven't succeeded. People have become more resilient. People have become more determined than ever because ultimately we don't have a choice. It's the fight of our
Well,
lives.
amen it is, and it's a sacrifice. And you know, that's why, again, going back to that lawsuit, I feel so thankful to be part of this lawsuit because the people that really stood out early on in this thing, I mean, we faced massive persecution. I mean, our accounts, you were talking about your accounts hitting 1600 followers a day. I experienced that early on in the pandemic. I was just a small town chiropractor that spoke out and my speech had 3 million views in 24 hours. My social media went from, I had to create another account to get all the followers there because I wasn't approving anybody on my personal account. And that account blew up in just a few short months to 160,000 followers. And then when President Biden called us out, that account got deleted. And then my PayPal, the money was seized, the account was taken, the Venmo accounts were seized, and all these things, I got banned off all these other social media platforms. But not only that, but the media came out and said, hey, this guy's a loon, he's just disinformation. And that created a lot of it activated the left leaning liberals that just came after me. And even though I was speaking for them and I'm on their side, like, guys, listen, this involves you as well, and you need to listen to what I'm saying. The government and the media just divided us so much versus left versus right and got us to fight each other when, and that's a tactic of control. When we need to unify and come together and realize, look, it's the government that's lying to us and causing this division. I'm not your enemy. You need to listen to what I'm saying because they are harming people. But they think, like what the government said, is I'm killing people. So they hear that and they believe it, and that activates all this aggression towards me. So going out to the public, I had a lot of people angry at me. I had hate mail, death threats, all this crazy things happen because the media activated all this hatred towards myself, and it put me and my life in danger. And so, it's not an easy road, but again, we're making a massive stand for truth. And when we are in a face of opposition or in a face of tyranny, one man with courage is a majority, meaning he inspires others when he makes a stand in that face of opposition. And that's what happened. I people you know like A lot of people say that I was a you said earlier on, I'm a hero, but really it's just my conviction was greater than my complacency. I had the conviction to speak out. And I pray that those who are listening, those that are watching, I pray that these words convict you to make a stand. Or if you're in a position where you're feeling hopeless, there's always hope, and hope is the most powerful drug. Then you must be reminded that, in the face of opposition, there's always a yearning for truth, and you must be reminded that we are on the right side of truth. And early on, I felt convicted to be the tip of the spear, not knowing it would create a massive movement. And that's why the saying is true. We never know how far reaching something we may think, say, or do today will affect the lives of millions tomorrow.
Dr. Tupper, that is such a powerful statement. My conviction was greater than my complacency. I'm going to use that quote quite a bit. I'll give you credit for it, but that's wonderful because we are people in this generation. We are people that want a quick solution. We want to press a button and it's done. This is the way that we've been conditioned. And we have to actively work against the conditioning of the past, say, 2, 3 decades. We actually have to constantly work. There are things that we're not even aware of. I mentioned to you before, just last night, live streaming on YouTube, I was still self-censoring. I have been conditioned to self-censor so that I don't get banned. That's insanity. That is insanity on these platforms, not, other platforms that I use, and thank God for Rumble. But I mean, there is so much conditioning, and that we have been conditioned to be lazy and complacent people, and we have to actively work against that. What are some things that you think people, because here are my thoughts around this. The people that view my content are very active people. We've just mobilized tens of thousands of people in Australia to berate basically so-called elected officials against the WHO International Health Regulations amendments proposals. And we're now at the point where in just 2 short weeks we've got parliamentarians who had no idea about this and their staffers talking about this in their lunchrooms. So it they're a very active audience. They're very active people. They're wonderful, intelligent people. But what about the ones that still haven't taken the action, or sometimes they think it's too hard, nothing will happen. Because there's also that aspect as well, Dr. Tapper. What should those people be doing?
Well, I feel like if they're not active now, I don't waste a lot of my energy trying to wake those people up, because I just feel like we must realize that the majority are going to be complacent. I mean, the truth is a narrow path, and there's only going to be a certain few convicted few that will change the world. And again, we must not be discouraged by that, because in history, only a few convicted people have changed the world, and that is history. And so we are the leaders of this movement. We are the leaders that are going to inspire change. And we must be thankful. It's a huge responsibility. It's a huge undertaking. And I do feel a burden there, but the good Lord says give. He makes our burdens light, and his yoke is easy. So we must give it to him and not try to be the savior of the world, but know that we are called to be the salt and light of the world. And so, but I think the people that might have that attitude, like nothing will change, there's nothing he can do. I don't waste a lot of my time trying to convince those people. When they're ready, time will tell. And time, that person is usually the naive person, and in order for a naive person to change, it's usually time. And so on. And there are a lot of mockers out there, and the mockers I just feel are hopeless. But the people that are that are really on the fence, I do encourage a little bit, because I feel like we need more people. We don't need the majority, but we do need more people in this movement, just to share and to just to realize and wake up that censoring or censorship is occurring, and shadow banning is a real thing. I had a lot of few people say that censorship doesn't even exist, that that's all made up, and I just laugh. And it's just comical that people are in denial, but it's really a real thing, and it's occurring.
Oh, it's absolutely occurring. I recently shared a story. I had an interview with Dr. Robert Malone months and months and months ago, and I started a YouTube channel to try and direct people to my website. So just posting very short clips of my interviews to try and get people from the YouTube audience who aren't seeing this stuff to a place where it won't be censored. And I made sure that there were no naughty words, very, very careful with what I put in the link, in the description. 8 minutes that video lasted, Dr. Tapper. 8 minutes, and it was pulled down simply because of the face of the individual that was in that video. And so, the anyone who would deny this really is naive. And at this point, with the Twitter files and with everything that we've seen, I mean, if you haven't gone searching for that information yet to find out about the censorship, the White House colluding with Twitter, I mean, it's the you're really a silly human at this point. But I want to talk about this back to this case, because it is just wonderful news. This is the CHD lawsuit aims to vindicate the freedom of speech and of the press, and the defendants are the BBC, Washington Post, the Associated Press, and Reuters. Having been personally targeted by the Associated Press, this makes me very, very happy. So, talk to us about talk to us a little bit about how these organizations, or what the sort of alleged collusion between these particular organizations. Why only them? Why are they the ones that you're really going after here?
Well, basically, we left out a few of the there's more individuals and groups in the TNI than what we're going after. We're going after a leg of the TNI, basically, and or the Achilles heel of the TNI. And really, in order to go over after every single one of those people, we'd have to file the lawsuit in a different state. But basically, the TNI, the group that we're going after, like you said, the Associated Press, I just feel thankful to go after them, because they did slander me on a global article. I gave them hard facts. I gave them irrefutable evidence. I gave them legal documents about violations of Pfizer and their settlements. And the article that they published, it was that I was not a medical doctor. I was just a chiropractor, and that really, just slandered me. And so again, these defendants are, Robert Kennedy and the Children's Health Defense are very, very smart with this, and they're going after. It's a very genius angle of a lawsuit because instead of a defamation or slander lawsuit, it's really just an antitrust lawsuit in violation of the Sherman Act. So, I think it's a genius angle, and it's a way to break this group from and break the stronghold that they have placed on anybody that's going outside the narrative. I mean, you just look at that. What was it, that contagion catastrophe? It was that they had in November, and they had verbiage in there that talked about silencing anyone that goes against the World Health Organization. I mean, these groups want to have the end all be all say in almost all of these pandemic or any global emergency crisis. They just want to be the voice of reason, the voice of truth, and they don't want anybody to question that. And so that's why they formed this group, and they came together to try to silence and censor people, and that's against the law, and that's why they're in violation of the law, and that's what this lawsuit is breaking up, and it's going to prevent in the future.
It's wonderful. And what do we think? What do we what what are these outcomes that the Children's Health Defense is seeking here? And what do we think the ultimate consequences could look like?
Well, that's a good question. We're seeking a jury, a trial by jury, which would be phenomenal because I think Jeff Bezos owns Washington Post, and if you really look at all the groups of the TNI, I mean, I think there's, you got Google, Microsoft, and I'm not 100% sure if Facebook's in there, but it'd be great to have those people on trial, and called in for a deposition, which would be comical, but I don't think it's going to get to that point. I mean, again, these are the most powerful people in the world, and this lawsuit could take years. It might be 20 years before we see anything about it, unfortunately, because they have so much power, so much money that they could just file appeals and appeals over and over and over just to delay the lawsuit, unfortunately. But I do pray that it gets resolved quickly. Again, the point is to essentially protect our liberties and our freedoms when it comes to the First Amendment, when it comes to the freedom of the press, and to break this group up so we can allow that freedom of press to occur, and that we have an alternative voice that is outside the narrative. And it's vitally important that we have success and we have victory in this lawsuit, because basically any group that does the same thing in the future will be in violation of again, this Sherman Act and in violation of antitrust laws.
And while you've got this occurring, I just saw a video just this morning. Dr. Tapper, maybe you can help me out here. There was an inquiry of a former Twitter staffer, I think, being grilled in, I think it was the Senate. And she was asking the Twitter staffer whether she was a doctor and how she can silence doctors when she doesn't. She can't offer a medical opinion or medical expertise.
Right. And her response was that she's protecting people. So from a Harvard physician who's an expert in this field, is whistleblowing information, trying to get information out to the people so they have true informed consent. But her argument was that she's protecting the people. No, you're protecting a private interest and harming the people. Exactly right. And I thought that was great. And she experienced a vaccine injury herself. And so she was on a mission to shine light on this. And that's the thing too. We need to understand that vaccine injury is real. It's not rare. We need to get past these talking points that the mainstream media and big pharma likes us to believe. And I don't believe there is a safe vaccine. And a lot of people, they think that's even crazy to think, but there's not a safe vaccine. And I pray to the, one day we wake up and realize that all these vaccines are causing astronomical harm in our children. They are causing neurological developmental delays, disorders, demyelination, degeneration, and even death. And they go against the way God made the immune system, and they are very harmful in nature if you really look at it. It's very invasive into the developing nervous system. And if you don't believe me, I just ask you to go get a vaccine insert. Look at starting on page 6, the vaccine insert, and really start studying the adverse reactions and really correlating the two together. And you're going to find out actually how harmful these are. But yeah, that was a great interview there. And that Twitter correspondent, she didn't have much to say besides just lies through her mouth.
Unbelievable. I've just got wind of this morning. ZDF and international partners are starting a research project for open dialogue on the internet. So public broadcasters of Canada, Germany, Switzerland, and Belgium are aiming to build a fact-based digital space for citizens, citing disinformation, hate, violence, propaganda, and defamation on social networks as reasons. And these people, the hypocrisy of these people is astounding. But if Twitter is any example as to what happens when you allow freedom of speech, I think that this platform is going to fail miserably. You can try and bring as many people as you want onto platforms where you're apparently being protected, but too many people are aware that that is just not the case anymore. And as you just said, this example from this Twitter staffer, you're not protecting anyone by not allowing them to make up their own mind.
Right. It's all private interest, and it's again, it's criminal. And I think we're going to have modern day Nuremberg trials here coming in soon, because anybody that silenced information, in reality was harming people. Because we, again, I mentioned earlier, my convictions were greater than my complacency. I wasn't doing this for publicity. I wasn't doing this for prosperity. I was doing this to protect the people. I was doing this to inform the people that this vaccine is harmful, that was causing harm. And they are absolutely guilty. They have blood on their hands for silencing and censoring physicians who were doing nothing but sacrificing everything on that they had, their livelihoods, their money, their family, their reputation for the truth. And that's what they're in violation of. I risked it all just to bring the truth to the people, and a lot of other physicians have done the same. And so these people are evil. They should be convicted. And so I'm just so thankful that it's coming to light.
Absolutely. And I just want to touch on some of the impacts that censorship and things of this nature have had on people like us. Okay. So I've told my story, a few times, Dr. Tapper, but I had an amazing career, loved my job, expected to be doing it for the rest of my life. I used to help disabled people and people with various medical conditions find meaningful employment. I loved it with all my heart. And I got to the point where I was so uncomfortable with the fact that my staff had to recommend to these people to mask up, or worse still, go and get an injection. So my conscience was burning, and I thought I have to do something about this. Then, as I started to speak out, the Australian people, the people in my audience where I was just doing Instagram lives in my lounge room, were asking for independent media. This was the people's choice to have this. So I said, okay, I'll do it. If this is what people want, if this is what we need, if we feel like this is going to help us in this country, I'll do it, and I'll do it with all my heart. And whatever savings I had was poured into getting this started. It's not easy in, especially when you're being censored. But then on top of that, okay, so now I can't go back to my former career because it's government-funded organizations I was working for, and I'm telling people the government's trying to kill you. So that's out the window. And on top of that, the people that wanted to fund and help with this getting started, PayPal shuts me down. Then they shut me down a second time. They make it almost impossible
Yes.
for people to get the truth out. Now, I'm stronger and more resilient every single time. I get knocked down. It's you just come back stronger, and I'm sure you understand that. And it's in no way, shape, or form me giving myself on a pat on the back here. I'm just saying the difficulty. They come after your income, your livelihood, your reputation, absolutely everything, with no consequences whatsoever. That time is over. And I am
Right.
so glad that people like you, people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., all of the people involved in this amazing, amazing case. Again, I'm going to bring it up for the viewers right here on the screen. I want everyone to see these names: the Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trial Site, Inc., Creative Destruction Media, LLC, Erin Elizabeth Finn, Jim Hoff just interviewed his brother this week. What a great, great man. Dr. Ben Tapper, who we're with right now, a living legend. Ben Swan, Dr. Joseph Merkler, Ty Bollinger, and Charlene Bollinger against the Washington Post, the British Broadcasting Corporation, the Associated Press, and Reuters. And I encourage, if people are able to support this, to go to thechildrenshealthdefense.org. In fact, I'll leave the link for this in the link in the description below, and support these people for what they're doing, you know, whatever you can, because, and I don't normally ask for this, Dr. Tapper, but I really think we need to hit them where it hurts, and we need to be proactive now, more so than just being reactive like we were at one stage, because it hit us like a ton of bricks. But this is about being proactive. One other thing I wanted to ask you before we finish up: the time is now .movie. That's the link that I've got up on the screen. I just want to direct people to that again if they haven't seen it. I know that you went to a lot of effort for that. Give people a quick overview of that in the event that they haven't seen it yet, Dr. Tapper.
Yeah, well, thank you for putting that plug in. You know, we felt convicted to put a documentary out, and that film was 100% funded by great supporters and listeners that are probably on the show, and some people listening probably donated. So if you have donated that film, thank you so much. That was 100% funded. We were raising that film cost a certain dollar amount to put out and put together. And we were raising all these funds, and all of a sudden, boom, when the President Biden called us out on national television, my accounts were taken down. All our money was seized. PayPal was seized. Venmo was seized. And we got hit. They hit us where it hurt. And so the only money that we were raising was by T-shirt sales. And by the grace of God, we raised every penny needed to get that documentary out. And so that film was for the people and by the people. And again, the enemy was against us, but God made a way to get that film out. I'm so thankful that it came and we got across the finish line. You know, we got Dr. Malone, Peter McCullough in there, and a lot of great testimonials. So if you haven't seen the film, it's The Time Is Now .movie. There was another movie that was launched by Hollywood called The Time Is Now, the exact same time our film got out. It was almost a conspiracy in itself. But if you haven't seen the film, we'd love for you to watch it. If you donate in the film, we do send you some extra content, but it's also going to help our future projects to get out. We are working on another docuseries that we're in the infant stages of, but we need all the help we can get. So thank you for putting that plug in.
Of course, The Time Is Now .movie. Head to I'll leave a link for that as well in the description below, just so that people can access it, because I just am so grateful for everything that you've done, Dr. Tapper, and every single person standing up. And can I say, there are people that are watching this that haven't got a platform or haven't made a movie or haven't launched a lawsuit, but they talk to every single stranger that they meet, and they share this information with every single stranger that they meet, and they talk to people in their workplace, and they don't shut up. Someone very dear to me was 20 years ago taking Alex Jones DVDs to their CEO. You know, I mean, these are things that these people have done, even though they may not be in front of a camera or so. I just want every single person watching to know, you may not necessarily be someone that has a public profile, you know, your name hasn't been featured in a video or your face hasn't been recognized yet, but you're making a difference. You're in your workplace talking to people, you're talking to strangers, and every single one of these people that has not bended to the will of the globalists is a hero in their own right, and I am grateful. So please share this. If you're watching on Rumble, like, subscribe, if you're not already subscribed. If you're watching on zmedia.com, that's the link I prefer everyone shares. But download this. I have no problem with people downloading and re-uploading this. I tell people all the time, all I ask is that you just give credit to Z Media in the description below. That's all I want. But get the information out there. Let's encourage people. Let's show people that there is no way that the tyrants are ever going to rule our mind. And this interview is proof of it. Dr. Ben Tapper, thank you so much for everything that you've done and for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Maria, thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
God bless. The New World Order has openly declared war on the free people of the world, and now they're telling us to expect catastrophic cyber attacks over the next 2 years. Weather events, no power, grids down, mobile cell services out. Contact your loved ones anywhere, anytime with the satellite phone store. The Bivvy is a revolutionary GPS-based device which allows you to send SMS messages via your phone even if you have no mobile or cell service. Galileo will ensure you always stay in contact with Z Media, other trusted information sources, and your loved ones that can update you in real time in the event of an emergency. Don't be caught out and unprepared for the unprecedented times we are living in. Stay 10 steps ahead through secure, encrypted communication. Visit sat123.com/Maria and prepare yourself and your loved ones now.